天父，我们再次来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again we thank you.
因为你是那一位乐意向我们施恩的神。
Oh Lord, you are willing to bless us.
我们为着你已经对我们所赐下的恩典感谢你。
Oh Lord, for the grace that you've already bestowed upon us, we give you thanks.
我们继续等候你把更多的恩典赏赐给我们。
We continue to wait on you for more blessings.
我们把下午的时间交在你的手上。
We want to give the balance of this afternoon into your hand.
我们相信你的同在是真实的。
We believe that your presence is real.
我们更相信只要我们愿意谦卑在你的脚前。
And we even more believe that if we're willing to be humbled at your feet.
你自己就乐意来充满我们。
And you delight in filling us.
我们等候你。
Lord, we wait on you.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
我们下午这一堂要交通的题目是关于金钱这一方面。
In the afternoon session, we're going to fellowship upon the topic of finance.
那我会请赵家伟弟兄先分享一些重点。
I'm going to ask our brother Zhao to fellowship on some key points.
我们这边今天要交通的是有关金钱的事情。
So we need to fellowship on money.
通常有时候我们不在教会里面聚会，我们比较少谈到金钱。
Very rarely in a church gathering we talk about money.
或是甚至有时候就是避着不谈金钱。
Sometimes we even walk around the topic.
觉得谈到这个金钱就是不太属灵。
As if speaking of money is not spiritual.
但是事实上金钱又是在每一个家庭当中是隐藏的问题。
But money is also a hidden problem in all the households.
其实整本圣经里面对的钱财的教导其实有许多的原则。
And throughout the Bible, there are many principles concerning money.
那我们今天下午就利用这一点时间，我们来看一看在圣经当中怎么样教导的这个有关的钱财的事情。
We want to talk about looking the Bible and see how the Bible teaches us about money.
那特别是这些钱财在婚姻当中对的丈夫跟妻子当中又有什么样的一个学习。
And particularly the lessons for money within a marriage.
所以这一堂我不是要讲到什么投资理财啊，这个我们不讲这东西。
We're not talking about investments.
但是我们就是求神帮助我们，让这些这个在圣经当中的钱财的原则能够来帮助夫妻们能够在神的面前能够让神的旨意能够成全。
We pray to the Lord that these principles about money may fulfill His will our families.
通常在一对夫妻他们准备要结婚的时候，他们有很多很多的想法。
Particularly when a couple was about to get married, in their head they have a lot of thoughts.
有些人觉得是这个爱情很重要，面包就不重要了。
And some consider that love is more important than bread.
结婚前只要爱情就好。
Before they get married, love is all that mattered.
对着金钱什么都不在乎。
They didn't care about money at all.
结果进到婚姻里面就发现，原来他这么小气。
And once they enter into marriage, they discover the spouse is so stingy.
钱财成为他们之间的一个拦阻。
And that money became a hindrance between the two of them.
那也有些人的这个认为结婚一开始辛苦一点没关系。
And some other people believe that at the early stages of marriage, a difficult life is expected.
只要我们将来有钱了，我们就快乐了。
As long as later on we get rich, we'll be happy.
什么都好了。
And then all will be well.
两个人打拼这个工作 买房啊，有了孩子，什么都有了。
And the two of them work so hard, and they work hard at a job, they bought a house, they have a kid, everything's well.
但是难道生活就快乐了吗？
But does that mean happiness to life?
在以前，我曾经碰到一对在我们那里受浸认识主受浸的一位弟兄姐妹。
I've known a couple brother and sister who believed with us and baptized with us.
一开始也是一个穷学生。
In the beginning, they were poor student.
就看到他们的成长一步一步的往前。
And you see how they grew step by step.
信了主开始找到有工作了。
And they believed in the Lord, they found a job.
生了孩子。
They had a child.
有了房子。
They have a house.
开始也有车子了。
They had a house.A car,
基本上什么都有了。
They had almost everything.
中国人叫做五子登科。
They had everything that the Chinese wanted.
应该从外面看应该是非常非常幸福了。
Outwardly, it seems a happy marriage.
这一对年轻人他们常常就讲到说只要有钱就好了只要有钱就好了。
They always say that as long as we have money, all is well.
有一天半夜打电话来。
So in the midnight, one night, they called us.
嘉伟，你赶快过来。
Oh, please come right away.
这个带着长老全部都一起过来。
Bring all the elders together. Come right now.
三点钟哦，我也没来得及问为什么，我就打了电话就冲到他家去了。
3:00 in the morning. I didn't ask why, so we rushed to his house.
这个夫妇两个人，这个一个拿着扫把，一个拿着这个锅碗瓢盆啊，就两个要对着，好像打过架一样。
One with a broom, the other was a frying pan, as if they already fight.
我就问他什么事，怎么会这样子呢？什么事情呢
？What's going on? I ask.
当然，长话短说。
Keep it short.
原因就是丈夫不愿意花钱付小孩子的学费。
And the cause was that the husband wasn't willing to pay for the child's education fee.
这两个都赚了非常非常多的钱。
They both of them, they make a lot of money.
彼此都不愿意分享。
They don't want to share.
彼此斤斤计较。
They were picky with one another.
就怕对方占了自己的便宜。
They weren't going to let the other person take advantage of them.
那天下午拿到小孩子账单。
So that afternoon, they got the tuition fee.
要交学费了。
They want to pay the invoice.
两个人就因为这件事情大吵一架。
And the two of them had a big fight.
甚至两个就打起来。
They had actually had a fight.
难道真的就幸福快乐了吗？
Are they truly happy?
不是钱出问题。
It's not that money is a problem.
是我们这个人对着金钱的认识是错误的。
Is that we had a misconception toward money.
我们觉得金钱真的是万能能够解决人生所有的问题。
We thought that money is almighty and it can solve all of our life problems.
但是却忘记了我们里面真正最大的需要是我们的主。
But we have forgotten that truly our greatest need is our Lord.
在昨天我们知道我们学习到了这个婚姻的目的是关于基督跟教会。
And yesterday we learned about the purpose of for marriage is about Christ and the church.
讲到人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体。
That a man must leave his father and mother and to be joined with his wife, the two become one flesh.
讲到这两个人能够要离开依靠依赖父母亲的心能够重新在一起。建立一个家庭。
And the two of them must leave the dependent heart on their parents to form a new family.
能够靠着神一起来走这条路。
And that by depending on God, they can walk this life together.
讲到要与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
That be joined together with the wife, two become one flesh.
那是讲到在这个婚姻当中，神就要不断的改变我们，让夫妇两个人。不再分你的我的了。
That in this marriage, for the couple, there no longer is yours and mine.
让他们神就要让这两个人能够有一个生命的交织。
That God wants to have a mingling of the two lives together.
能够彼此需要。
That they have a need for each other.
彼此依赖。
They have a dependency on each other.
这个听起来很容易啊。
Sounds easy.
但是好多事情就拦阻了拦阻了这个事情发生在我们身上。
But many things keep us from that.
金钱
，money，
在很多人心中，那个金钱是在我们心中是不可抗拒、不可让人家碰的怎么样？那个堡垒啊。
It is like a castle that is untouchable by others.
这个东西不能跟你分享。
This I cannot share.
我有我的想法。
I have my thoughts.
我有自己的观念要如何对待这个金钱。
I have my opinions on how to treat my money.
在我们的家庭在原来在父母亲在个别的家庭当中，每一个家庭都有对着金钱有不同的认识跟习惯。
In our parents' house, in our individual homes, we have our own habits and opinions toward money.
对着金钱的看法，如何使用金钱，甚至管理金钱的观念都不一样。
And what money is, how to treat finances, everything is different.
比如说有些老公啊，这个结了婚之后，特别喜欢存钱。
And some husbands, after they get married, they particularly like to save money.
那这个老婆就是非常喜欢花钱。
And the wife particularly like to spend money.
在以前我们那个有一个聚会的地方，就碰到一个弟兄，他我问他说，你为什么这么喜欢存钱？
And I ask one of our brothers, why do you like to save money so much?
他年纪比较大，他就跟我讲，因为以前家里穷。
And he explained to me, he was older, he explained to me that in the past the family was poor.
一生中最怕就是没有钱。
And the one thing that he was afraid of was being poor.
他尝过那种穷的滋味。
And he has tasted the feeling of being poor.
所以等到他到了美国之后，他不能没有钱。
So when he came to the States, he must have money.
他只要有钱就一定存起来。
Once he have money, he must keep it.
那是他的真正的里面的安全感。
That was his sense of security.
那也有些碰到一些老公啊，这个没事动不动这个手机新款要换代了，就马上换。
And sometimes we also meet a husband that whenever there's a new cell phone come out, they update to the new latest thing.
这个没事就换手机。
They always keep changing their cell phones.
这个老婆就看了就摇头，这个手机不是都是打电话用的，为什么要一直换呢
？And the wife shook their head. Isn't this just a phone call device?
你把这个钱存起来，不是为了小孩子存学费吗
？Can't you save this money for the kids' tuition fees?
我还碰过一个年轻的学生。
I've encountered a young student.
他喜欢车。
He likes cars.
只要赚到了一点钱啊，就会去换一些什么那个排气管。
If he has any money, he's gonna go get a new muffler.
嘉伟，过来，我踩油门给你听。
And he said, come, let me push down the gas pedal.
没事就换一个那个手把，那个跑车手把。
Get a new steering wheel for the race car.
看这个。绕起来多么酷、啊、
It's so cool when you turn it.
这个老婆就拼命天天那个带拿着这个抱着 baby， 老公啊，你把那个钱省下来，我们买一点尿布吧。
And the wife says, can't you save some money and get some diapers for the kid？
有许许多多的不同的我们对着金钱的观念看法，很多很多的不一样。
We have many different concepts toward money.
甚至我们也有碰到一些弟兄，他在找工作，他在乎的是工作的薪资有多少。
Some brothers, when they went to look for work, they cared for the salaries.
只要哪里高，他就往哪里去。
And wherever is higher, they will go there.
他也不会在乎那个聚会教会的生活。
And they don't care about the church gathering life.
许许多多的事情，你看到在家里面，就是那个好像看不见的隐藏的事情，就在那里发生。
And you see these hidden things in the family.
的确，在这些东西隐藏在这个家庭当中，
Indeed,
神的旨意怎么能够真实的成就在我们中间
？When these things are hidden in the household, how can the will of God be fulfilled in us?
圣经讲过，财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
And the Bible says, wherever your heart is, there your heart is.
真的，你的心怎么看钱，你就会如何的花钱。
How you consider money is then how you will spend money.
我问弟兄啊
，I ask brothers，
如果今天老婆买了一件漂亮衣服
，If your wife today bought a nice dress，
不是很奢华的、哦、
Not necessarily luxurious.
这个拿了这个买了一件衣服这个给你看。
And she bought a clothes and she shows it to you.
老公啊我今天买了一件好漂亮的衣服。
It's, husband, hey, come, see, I bought a new, dress.
老公你第一句话会说什么
?What would the husband say?
以前啊
,in the past,
我第一次看到这多少钱
?How much?
我在乎这个钱啊比这个老婆的感觉还重要。
I care more about money than the feeling of my wife.
你看到真的是财宝在哪里我们的心就在哪里。
Indeed, where the treasure is, there our heart lies.
我们心怎么看着钱我们的行为就是如此。
How do we see money with our heart, then we behave the same way?
婚姻真的是有目的。
Marriage has a purpose.
神就是要一步借得好每一件事情就是一步一步的往神的心意啊那个方向成就。
And that step by step, he fulfill it toward his own goal.
就是借着这个金钱
That's even through money.
在丈夫跟妻子里面有不同的意见当中神就是要不断的改变塑造。
And that even through the two different opinions, God is making and molding.
让我们不再成为金钱的奴仆。
That we no longer be a slave to money.
让我们能够在这个过程当中我们夫妻能够一起同心寻求。
That in this process, a husband and a wife can seek together with one heart.
以至于我们能够一起把神所赐的财富能够真正的管理好。
And that we can manage well the God-given treasures.
能够夫妻能够一起同心来侍奉神。
And that together we can serve the Lord.
其实圣经当中有许多的许多的教导是让我们知道说其实还有很多东西比金钱更为宝贵的。
In the Bible, it teaches us that there are many things that are much more valuable than money.
来，我们来看几点。
Let's take a look at a few.
在生命记第八章第十八节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8,
你们要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得获财的力量是他给你的。
Verse 18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sows to your fathers as this day.
还有诗篇第24篇那边就说到
Psalm 24,
地和其中所充满的世界和住在其间的都属耶和华。
Verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness,And the world and these who dwell therein.
在这两节圣经当中，神要告诉我们，钱财是属乎神的。
And these two verses, God tells us that wealth belongs to the Lord.
而且是神赐给我们能力去赚取的。
And that he has given us ability to earn money.
真正赏赐的是谁？
Who is the true giver?
是谁？是神啊。
It is God.
我不晓得你读到这个你的感觉什么。
I don't know how you feel when you read that.
以前我刚开始读这一段的时候我心里面我不敢说了但是心中有好多的问号。
When I first read it, I dare not to say it, but I had many questions.
我说钱是我赚的。
I made the money.
我念了这么多的书。
I went through this much
school. 这么多的能力。
I had this much skills.
是我凭我的智慧得来的。
I made money by my wisdom.
不是从谁来的
？Wasn't from God。
但是很不幸的，神就讲了说，连赚钱的能力都是神给的。
The Bible says that even the ability to make money come from God。
刚开始心中其实很不服气的。
And I wasn't, I didn't agree with it initially。
但是慢慢的，去了比较多的地方，才慢慢的明白。
But I went to many different places and slowly come to this understanding.
连我今天能够站在美国都是神莫大的。
The fact that today I can stand in the US, that was the mercy of the Lord.
不是我比人家聪明。
It wasn't because I was smarter than
other people. 比我聪明的人太多了。
There's so many people that are smarter than me.
他们连 连来到美国的机会也没有。
They never had a chance to come to the States.
他们连真正能够好好的能够有一点温饱的机会也没有。
And they didn't even have the chance to get food.
一切都是从神来的。
All things are from God.
我们不过是一个管家。
We are but a steward.
我们不是真正的拥有者。
We are not the true owner.
如果我们真正明白这个道理
If we understand this principle,
其实我们生活当中少掉会少掉好多好多的烦恼
we will have much less troubles in our lives
在箴言第十章第二十二节那边说到耶和华所赐的福使人富足并不加上忧愁
In Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22 says The blessing of the Lord makes one rich and he adds no sorrow with it
第二件事情在圣经中的教导
The second principle in the Bible
钱是会长翅膀的
Money has wings
这个真的伤感情啊
That is really sad
那时候以为啊只要赚了钱就放在银行稳当了
And when I was younger I thought I'd make money and put it in the bank It must be safe
钱会飞来也会飞去
Money can fly in and also flies out
我知道在我们当中有些弟兄有这样的经历啊。
I know amongst us some brothers have this experience.
你可能在工作，你在做装修，你在打工。
You were doing some work. You worked for somebody.
是活来找你。
The project come after you.
对，这个你只能等人家来说，哎，你有没有时间啊，来做一点活吧。
And you waiting on other people to call you, say, do you have time to come and work for me?
但是就是这么的碰巧，就是需要的时候，这个活就来了。
And in such coincidence, job comes.
就好像神就派这个乌鸦叼屎一样。
It's like God sent the raven to pick food.
我相信在我们中间弟兄有些弟兄姐妹，你们就是经过这样经历过这样子神这样子的喂养。
I know that some brothers and sisters here have experienced the supply of the Lord this way.
看见这边弟兄，哎，神供应了。
And the brother here, the Lord supplied them.
那边姐妹，哎，神也带领。
And that sister there, the Lord lead her.
这个当初其实一方面看到这些弟兄姐妹，的确心中会感谢主。
And we see that these brothers and sisters do give thanks to the Lord.
但是心中有时候会问呢。
And sometimes they also ask,
主啊，为什么我没有特别的这种恩典呢
？And ask the Lord, why don't I have this particular gift?
这个主，如果你给我$1,000,000呢
？And if you give me $1,000,000,
就可以好好的这个侍奉你的。
I can serve you well。
这个后来结果有个弟兄就讲了这件事情。
And a brother told us this。
他说神真的是可以给你$1,000,000。
God can give you $1,000,000。
神真的可以啊。
He really can。
只是神知道，如果我拿了这个$1,000,000呢？我连姓什么叫什么我都不知道。
And God knows that if I get this $1,000,000, I'd forget who I am.
其实神让我们知道，让我们的心不要依靠这些会飞的、会失去的这些钱财。
God doesn't want us our heart to lean on these money which can fly away.
这个钱财不仅仅是会飞来。
Money doesn't fly, just fly in.
会不会飞走
？Can it fly out?
在十几年前 在美国有一阵子经济突然不景气
About a decade ago in the States we had an economic slowdown
那个所有的退休金、突然好像少了非常非常多
And all the pensions decreased quite a bit
那个有些差不多快掉了一半
And some were reduced by half even
哇，那个时候教会的弟兄姐妹突然震惊了，完了，我将来退休怎么办
？And the brothers and sisters in the church were shocked. It's like, how am I going to deal with my retirement?
哇，有些人开始担忧了。
And some people started to worry.
有些人开始忧郁了。
Some people start to get anxious.
若是我们的心一直定睛在这些钱财上面
，If we focus our eyes on these money.
你就发现我们的心就是跟着这个财富上上下下起起伏伏的。
And our heart goes with our wealth up and down.
神其实用着许多的话要让我们知道我们的神使你富也使你穷。
And that we need to focus our eyes on the word of the Lord that he makes us rich and poor.
他要我们的眼睛不要定睛在这些钱财的事情上面。
He doesn't want us to focus on these material money.
心不要倚靠那个会长翅膀的钱财。
And do not depend, lean our hearts on money which has wings.
而是心要倚靠那不改变信实的神。
But to lean on the trustworthy, the faithful, unchanging God.
在箴言里面真的是 有一句话很宝贵。
In Proverbs, there has this precious saying.
他说求你不要让我太富足。
And do not let me to be too rich.
免得我富足了我就骄傲了。
Unless,
我就不认识你了。
Lest when I get rich, I become proud and do not know you.
还祷告说神啊也不要让我太贫穷。
And then he prays that, oh God, do not let me be too poor.
以至于我去偷盗甚至做一些这个亵渎你名的事。
That I may go steal and bring blasphemy unto your name.
我觉得这个在这里面写的真好。
I think it's written so well.
这也是我们属神的儿女，我们在神面前我们的心。
And this is the heart for the children of God.
圣经里面还有一些事情，还有一些教训。
In the Bible there are other teachings.
生命比钱更重要。
That life matters more than money.
人若在马太福音第十六章那边讲到，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
In Matthew 16, the Lord Jesus said, "If one earns the whole world, but loses his life, what benefit is it?"
人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What can you exchange with life?
圣经告诉我们，生命比钱更重要。
The Bible tells us that life is matters more than money.
我想这件事情我们听了又听，我们都明白。
I think that these things we heard and over, we all understand it.
如果有一个人其实好像是为了赚钱啊，这个拼命打工，拼命打工。
Someone who just want to make money, they work so hard, long hours.
他也不聚会了。这个他也不读经了。
And he doesn't go to meetings nor read his Bible.
你觉得对他这个对这个人来讲，生命真的是重要吗？比钱重要吗
？To this person, do you think that life is more important than money?
这个人甚至用性命来换取金钱。
He tried to exchange money with his life.
大概在十年前。我哥哥跟我讲要跟我谈一笔生意。
About 10 years ago, my older brother wanted to have a business deal with me.
那时候在中国经济开始要复苏了。
The Chinese economy was rising.
他就是天天的差不多每一个礼拜他就要从加州飞到这个上海。
Weekly, he would have flights from California to Shanghai.
他要去盖许多的这个工厂。
To build factories.
那他说前景大好。
He said, it looks so bright, the future.
这个他一个人做不完了。
He can't manage everything.
但是他又不想那个真正的机密啊丢给别人啊。
And he doesn't want the secrets to be leaked to other people.
那他就跟我讲你要不要跟我一起去啊。
He told me, do you want to go together?
我就想问一问我说这个工作是什么样的工作。
So I asked him, what kind of work is this?
他大概跟我描述一下。
He described it to me.
还好。
It was okay.
那我说工作时数呢
The pace, the hours,
就是大概一个星期要工作多久的多久时间
？How many hours a week?
他就看着我说：“那我应该反过来问。
”He asked, "You gotta ask this question the other way."
一个礼拜，你可能只能休息几个小时。
You gotta ask how many hours a week you can rest.
我说你，我说你一定在乱讲。
I said, "What nonsense?"
他说每一天忙完了之后就睡在工厂里面。
Every day you work and then you sleep in the factory.
只要一起来吃了饭继续干活。
After you rise up, you eat and you keep working.
我说要持续多久
How long is this going to last?
他说你跟着我一年吧。
He said, go with me for a year.
我说免谈。
I said, no thanks.
后面我就不讲了，身体出了一大堆的问题。
And then later on, he had a lot of health issues.
真正的有许多的事情比金钱还重要。
There are many things that are much more important than money.
就是为了要把那一点钱能够赚到。
In order to gather some money,
把性命赔上了，有什么益处呢？
But we exchange that with life. What is the profit?
另外一个，圣经也讲到那个爱的关系比钱更重要。
And the Bible also speaks that the love relationship is more important than money.
神真正的是爱我们。
God truly indeed loves us.
那个爱在我们里面是能够使我们能够真正的得满足。
And that love can satisfy us.
每一次想到主的爱，
Every time I think of the love of the Lord,
让我们知道那个爱情是能够让我们能够真实的享受神自己一切的丰富。
We know that that love enables us to experience all the fullness of God.
但是有时候我们这个人就是想不开。
But sometimes we were stuck in our mind.
我们宁可就是夫妻之间就斤斤计较那一点钱，我们宁可把这个关系给闹翻。
Within a marriage, we'd rather be so picky about money, we'd rather have a fight.
你为什么要花这个钱？
Why did you spend this money?
你不能等到打折的时候再买吗？
Can't you wait on a discount?
你心里面不能节制一点吗？
Can't you not have some self-restraint?
就是为了那一点点钱的关系。
Just for that little bit of money.
把那个爱的关系给破坏。
And we've damaged the loving relationship.
钱重要还是那个爱的关系重要？
Is money more important than a loving relationship?
圣经还有讲到亲情也比钱更重要。
And the Bible also says that the relative relationship is more important than money.
有一天有个孩子很调皮，他在这个客厅里面玩。
A naughty child was playing in his living room.
突然之间他把这个家里面极贵重的一个非常有价值的一个像是传家之宝的那个玻璃陶瓷花瓶打破了。
And he broke this vase that was passed down from generations.
这个爸爸回来一看到那个花瓶破了。
The dad came home and he saw this broken vase.
是谁？
Who did it?
哇，那个小孩啪。
And the child was so scared.
这个孩子，这个爸爸知道是这个孩子打破了，就把他抓起来就给打了一顿。
And when dad found out it was this child who broke it, he beat him up.
甚至还有一些人，兄弟姐妹当中，就是为了一点点钱的缘故，不来往。
And even among siblings, because of money, they stopped contact.
家人不相认。
And families disown each other.
或许会觉得听起来那个好像是电视剧才会发生的事情。
Sounds like soap operas.
这些事情就发生在我们自己家里。
But these things does happen in our own house.
其实我们家也只是一个小康家庭。
Our family was doing well.
那我们五个兄弟姐妹虽然以前打打闹闹，其实感情还不算太糟糕。
And our five siblings, though we had a lot of fight, but we were okay with each other.
但是我一直不明白的一件事情，就是当我父亲被主接去了。
But the thing I didn't understand was that when my father was taken away by the Lord,
哥哥姐姐突然聚会了，聚在一起了。
And the siblings all gathered together suddenly.
爸爸的钱在哪里？
Where's the money that where's our dad's money?
存折在哪里？
Where is the saving account?
我愣住了。
And I was shocked.
我说怎么搞的？
I said, what's going on?
哇！我永远不能忘记那个晚上。
I could never forget that evening.
兄弟姐妹之间整个吵起来。
And the siblings fight among each other.
甚至打架。
They even fight physically.
就是要均分这个钱。
They need to equally divide this money.
圣经当中有一个浪子的故事。
In the Bible, there was the story of the prodigal son.
我相信大家都非常明白。
I think you all understand.
这个浪子拿了父亲的财产。
This prodigal son took his portion of his inheritance and left.
他花了所有的一切的财产
And he squandered away all his money.
但圣经里面他讲说他回去了。
But the Bible says he returned.
如果是我还真不敢回去。
If it was me, I really didn't.
但是不管怎么样，这个浪子回去了。
But he went home.
但是每一次真正让我真的能够摸到我的心的，就是那个父亲。
But every time it can touch my heart is that dad.
在这个父亲的眼中，他知道什么东西比金钱还重要。
In the eyes of the father, he knows what is more valuable than money.
一个孩子，失落的孩子能够回家。
A son that was lost now came home.
回到这个亲情里面。
To came return to this
relative family. 他的心是何等的喜乐。
He is so happy.
其实是说到我们天上的父亲。
He speaks of our heavenly father.
所以求神帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
圣经里面有好多事情在告诉我们。有许多的事情比金钱还重要。
The Bible keeps telling us there are many things that are more valuable than money.
还有智慧比钱重要。
Wisdom is more money.
在箴言16章16节里面说到，得智慧胜似得金子。
In Proverbs 16 verse 16 it says, How much better to get wisdom than gold?
还有健康比钱还重要。
Health is more important than money.
对不对？
Right?
这个年纪大的弟兄姐妹可能会比较感受到。
Senior brothers and sisters might feel this.
以前我年轻的时候不太感觉。
When I was young, I didn't know.
这个喜欢长跑跑步。
I like to long distance running.
现在发现跑不动了。
Now I realize I can't run anymore.
跑一段距离就发现膝盖疼痛。
Run for a bit, my knees start to get hurt.
心里面一直想到说，我希望再回到二十年前的我。
And I want to, I desire to return to the me 20 years ago.
可是想一想还是不要了，不要这样做。
And I thought, probably not.
到时候如果这个还回，这个太逞强了，到时候膝盖坏了，修都修不回来。
And I don't wanna do more damage to my knees.
当然圣经当中还有很多的东西。
But there's many other things in the Bible.
讲到神的话。比钱还重要。
That the word of the Lord is more valuable than money.
在我信主的过程当中，曾经有一段时间是失落的。
In my Christian journey, for a period of time, I was lost.
我一直觉得我人生的路可以靠我自己。
And I always thought that my life journey, I can depend on myself.
在教会的弟兄姐妹一直那时候一直用着神的话告诉我
Brothers and sisters have used the word of the Lord to exhort me
要信靠神
You need to trust in the Lord
神的话是来保守我们的
That His word will keep us
神的话是我们脚前的灯路上的光
And His word is the lamp on our feet the light on our path
但是那时候的我听不进去
Back then I couldn't listen
那时候我讲说放心啊别人会失败，但是我一定没问题。
Back then I thought others can fail, I won't.
长话短说。
Keep it short.
我开始自己过自己的生活。
I started to live my own life.
我离开了教会。
I walked away from church.
我自己想过我要的生活。
I lived the life that I desired.
我觉得我自己可以靠自己走出一条路。
And I thought by myself I can walk away.
但是神就让我陷在一个环境里面，让我知道。我已经走投无路了。
But God led me to stuck in a circumstance that I found at my wit's end.
当那时候走投无路的时候，我真不知道如何。
When was at my wit's end, I didn't know what to do.
我的朋友也没了。
I lost my friends.
我那时候甚至有个念头，我都想自杀。
And I had a thought to suicide.
我说为什么走到这个地步呢？
And I asked, how did I come to this?
就谁能救我
I ask who can save me?
经历了好长好大概八年的时间一个黑暗的时期
I went through an 8-year of dark period.
但是我感谢主神没有放弃
Thank the Lord, he did not give up on me.
他让我知道靠自己 走不出一条路
And he allowed me to know that by myself, there is no way.
让我知道我靠自己最终就是面临到人生的绝境。
That by myself, I would be at the end of my life.
那后来我碰到以前带我信主的那个弟兄姐妹。
And then later on, I met the brothers and sisters who led me to the Lord.
我就打了电话说我要跟你一起吃个饭。
I called them to a meal.
因为我要去美国了。
Because I'm going to the U.S.
那我们就一起碰面了。
So we met together.
那个弟兄姐妹知道我那时候的光景非常非常的糟糕。
And the brother and sister knew my condition was very bad.
那我知道是他们把我带到主的面前。
I knew that they led me to the Lord.
我也知道他们一直不住地为我祷告。
And I know that they always prayed for me.
但是我跟他们讲说，我今天请你们来吃饭，是要跟你们说再见，我要走。
So today I meet with you to say goodbye because I'm leaving.
我不仅仅只是去美国念书。
Not only I'm going to US to study.
我想离开那所有一切伤心之地。
And I want to leave this place that caused me so much sorrow.
这对弟兄姐妹没有说什么，他只是跟我讲。
This couple didn't tell me much, but they said this.
紧紧地抓住神的话。
Lay hold of the word of the Lord.
它真的是你脚前的灯路上的光。
Truly, it is the lamp on your feet and the light on your path.
当初只是听了，就放在耳中。
I just heard what they said.
来了美国，感谢主。
But I came to the States and thanked the Lord.
回到神的家里面。
I returned to the house of God.
知道神有莫大的恩典和怜悯。
I knew that he had great grace and mercy.
让我能够知道说我回到主的家里面是神自己一切的保守。
That I'm able to return to his house is by his keeping.
那时候我告诉我自己。
And I tell myself.
打死我都不要离开。
I would never leave.
我知道走在自己的路上实在是苦。
And that the Lord, on my way, he blessed me.
那时候才慢慢经历到原来主的话是这么的美好。
And that his word are truly so wonderful.
他比我所有一切拥有的都还为宝贵。
And they are more precious than all that I own.
他是好像我一生当中的一个指引。
And it's a guide in my life.
那时候我才真正知道神自己的话说神的话比金子还好。
And that his words more precious than gold.
保罗自己就曾经说过
And the Apostle Paul once said,
我看万事如粪土
And I look everything as dung.
什么是粪土
What is dung?
我不晓得弟兄姐妹踩去那个草原上踩过的那些东西没
I don't know if you ever stepped on one of these on the grass.
如果你今天踩到那个粪便你第一个反应是什么
When the first reaction when you stepped on it, what do you feel?
啊太棒了！我今天中奖了，好高兴啊
！Wonderful! I won the lottery today.
是不是把这个挖下来，这个来拿到家里面去
？So you dig it out and display it on your house.
我相信不会嘛。
I don't think you.
我想趁第一个去把它弄掉，赶快这个臭味太可怕了，这个离我远一点。
Get rid of the stuff and the smell.
保罗真正今天看到了主自己。
When Paul saw the Lord himself,
他能够说到我看万事如粪土。
That I count all things loss.
在保罗的心中有一个基督比这个所有一切钱财更为宝贵。
That in his heart there is the Christ that is more valuable than all these things.
这一位美丽的神是保罗心中所爱。
And this beautiful God is the one who Paul loves.
圣经里面有好多好多的经文要告诉我们有好多的事情其实比金钱还重要。
The Bible tells us there are many things that are more valuable than money.
当丈夫跟妻子在这个婚姻当中
，For a husband and a wife within a marriage，
的确我们在过去当中有许许多多的观念是从过去的家庭来的。
That we indeed have many concepts we inherit from our parent families.
但是神就要用着他的话。来改变我们的心思。
But with the word of God, He wants to change our ways.
来改变我们这个人。
To change ourselves.
让我们能够知道怎么应当如何看钱。
So He trains us how to see money.
如何用钱。
How to use money.
如何能够管理钱。
How to manage money.
我们不是金钱的奴隶。
We are not slaves to money.
我们乃是真正金钱的管家。
But we are stewards to money.
是神把这一切交给我们，我们来管理的。
God has placed all these things in our hand for us to manage.
所以当我们能够认识到这件事情的时候，如果我们还看重这个钱高过万事，其实我们真的是愚昧的人。
So when we see this and we see money high above everything else, then we truly indeed are foolish.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹知不知道，在路加福音当中曾经有一段的故事。
In the Gospel of Luke, there was a story.
其实讲到那个人啊，他拥有了非常多的收产。
He had a lot of harvest gatherings.
他多到一个地步，出产多到一个地步，没有地方收藏了。
And he was so abundant to a place that he had no storage for them.
他就想说，我要 把我的仓房给拆了，要盖一个更大的。
And he said, I gotta take down my barn and build a bigger one.
好，收藏我这个一切的这个粮食和财物。
So I can store all my harvest and my wealth.
当他这样想着想着想着，就对自己说。
When he was thinking about this, he started speaking to himself.
他说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存。
She said, Oh soul, you have so much gathering.
可做多年的费用。
That is enough for many years.
可做多年的费用。
That is enough for many years.
好不好啊？
Wasn't that wonderful?
哇，如果这个多到一个地步，可做多年的费用。
If you're so abundant, that's for many years.
他就告诉自己，你只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐。
That eat, drink, and be merry.
可是神却怎么说呢？
But what did God say?
无知的人。
Oh, fool.
Fool. 愚昧啊。圣经里面让我们看见一件事情，当我们把金钱看对金钱的看法高过一切的时候，其实我们是一个无知的人。
When we see money high above everything, the Bible calls us a fool.
如此的顽固。
So stubborn.
所以求神帮助我们，这个神的话一直要告诉我们，有更宝贵、更美好的，其实是等着我们的。
The word of the Lord keeps telling us there is more valuable things waiting us.
当然，在这里神并没有说这个钱不重要。
God never said money is not important.
圣经从来没有讲这件事、这个观念。
The Bible never had that concept.
钱真的很重要。
Money is important.
钱真的是很有能力。
Money is able.
但是神要告诉我们，有东西比钱还更为宝贵。
But Bible tells us there is something more valuable than money.
如果我们真的明白了，
If we understand,
当我们碰到跟金钱的事情，
and we come in to deal with money,
或许我们就懂得如何回到神面前，
and perhaps we know how to return to the Lord, 让神来
调整我们的心思，
so he can adjust our thoughts,
好让我们能够紧紧的跟随主，
that we can follow closer.
还有另外一件事情，
there's another matter.
圣经讲到其实妻子比钱更重要，
and the Bible says,A wife is more important than money.
箴言书第31章第10节。
Proverbs 31 verse 11.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。
A virtuous woman is far exceeding than pearls.
才德的妇人是耶和华的赏赐。
A virtuous woman is a gift of the Lord.
在婚姻里面，神给人最好的是什么
？In marriage, what is the best thing?
不是钱啊
，It's not money.
是一个好太太
，Is a good wife.
是一个好妻子
，Is a good wife.
弟兄啊，给你五秒钟看一看你的妻子。
Take 5 minutes to look at your wife.
你有没有看出她是骨中的骨，肉中的肉啊？
Is this not your bone of bones and flesh of your flesh?
以前啊，我刚毕业没多久就开始出来做事。
When I first graduated and started work.
但是我太太也在做事。
My wife was working.
等到后来我们有孩子了。
When we had a child.
我们就跟我跟我太太说，我们可能需要调整，看看是这个孩子怎么照顾。
Perhaps we need to make some adjustments.
那我太太就决定。他要他就辞了工作，他就在家照顾孩子。
And my wife decided to forego her work and she stayed home.
后来我继续上班。
I continued working.
我突然发现，哎，奇怪，为什么这些女的，其他在公司上面这些女的，她又可以工作，又可以照顾孩子。
And I discovered in my workplace, how come these women they work and they look after kids at the same time?
好像她能够这个。胜任有余啊
！It's like they can handle it so well.
这个看多了之后，就发现心中开始对我家的姐妹有点轻视了。
And then I was looking down on my wife in a way.
我说奇怪了，为什么别人家的女的可以，为什么我们家的不行
？I said strange. Why? How come other household wife can do this and my household can't?
所以回到家里面。没说几句话，总是带着酸言酸语。
So every time when I come home, there was a hidden hint of prejudice against her.
你千万不要觉得我是很糟糕的。 那时候我在教会里面还有很多服事的。
I don't think I was so bad. I had a lot of service at home.
我还带查经，我还教主日学。
I was a Sunday school teacher. I led Bible studies.
我都不知道我自己什么光景啊。
I didn't know what condition I was in.
我觉得我自己的眼光是正确的。
I thought I was looking at the right thing.
所以当我读到这个箴言三十这一节的时候
，So when I come to this verse,
才德的妇人，她的价值远胜过珍珠。
Who can find a virtuous woman for her worth far above rubies?
那我第一个就想到了，可能我家的姐妹不是才德的妇人。
Perhaps my wife is not a virtuous one.
但是就才那么一想
，just that thought.
你知道神马上光照我。
And the Lord shine His light on me.
你是无知的人。
Oh fool!
你以为你教这些代查经教主日学，你就多好吗？
You thought your Bible study teacher, your Sunday school teacher, you're better.
神赐给你的宝贝，你居然看不到。
And the Lord gave you a treasure you can't see.
我们每一个人在神的眼中，神看为是眼中的同人。
That we, every one of us, are the apple of His eyes.
看我们是如此的至宝。
He treasures us.
神宝贵我们，所以让他的儿子来到地上来拯救我们。
He treasures us in a way that he sent his only son to this world to save us.
每一个失丧的灵魂在神的心中都是宝贝。
Every lost soul in the eyes of the Lord is treasure.
为什么我看不到？
Why couldn't I see it?
为什么我看不到？
Why didn't I see it?
这一段期间其实经过了大概五年的时间。
That period of time lasted about 5 years.
在这一段期间，因着就觉得好像能够赚钱比老婆还重要。
That period of time, it makes
在家里面吵得天翻地覆。
I make more money more than my wife, and we had a lot of fight.
妻子常常就是流着眼泪。
My wife often had tears.
但是我就告诉她，出门擦干眼泪。
I told her, when you leave the house, wipe your tears.
但是就在那时候。真正知道我是一个无知。
And then I truly knew how foolish I was.
我连神的话我都看不懂。
I didn't understand the word of the Bible. I was so proud.
妻子比钱财更重要。
Wife is more important than money.
其实弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
钱财能解决的事情真的是小事。
Money, whatever money can solve, is a small problem.
孩子学费有问题吗？
You have tuition issues.
你可能需要车子要修理
，maybe you need to fix your car。
你可能房屋贷款要付
，pay mortgage。
其实真的，这些都是小事情。
These are small matters。
钱能够解决的，真的都是人生中的小事。
If a problem can be solved with money, then it's a small matter in life。
如果今天你的孩子出车祸
，if your child got involved in a car accident，
如果今天得了癌症
，you got cancer。
这些东西都不是金钱能够把它买回来的。
Money cannot buy these.
神让我们能够真正看见什么是一个真正更比钱更为宝贵的东西。
God shows us what is more valuable than money.
所以求神帮助我们不要为着这个眼睛看的这个看得见的这个钱财发脾气到了一个地步好像那关系都破裂了。
So let us not be angry at the wealth which eyes can see to a point that we break our relationship.
真的不值得。
It's not worth it.
真的不值得。
It's not worth it.
在夫妻两个人往前的路上。
On this path for husband and wife to move forward.
神就是一直要调整我们的眼光。
And God constantly adjusts our viewpoint.
原来两个人对金钱有不同的看法。
The two people had different opinion of money.
对着钱有不同的用法，如何用钱有不同的想法。
And they have different decisions on how to spend money.
甚至对着钱如何管理也有不同的方法。
And even as to different ways to manage money.
但是神其实要借着这件事情，让这丈夫跟妻子两个人的心思能够靠得住，越来越接近。
But God through this matter draws the two hearts closer.
要让我们能够一同看见神所赐更为宝贵的事情。
That together we see the more valuable thing God gave.
我们常在做婚前辅导，有一个很重要的，我们常常画一个三角形。
In our marriage counseling, we usually draw a triangle.
三角形的上面是神。
Top of the triangle is God.
你们的右边是是丈夫。
Your right hand is the husband.
你们的左边是妻子。
Your left hand is the wife.
那请问丈夫跟妻子的关系如何能够越来越近呢？
How can a husband and wife's distance be shortened?
如何？
How do you get close?
除非两个人都一直往神越来越近。
If they go closer and closer to God.
当两个人一起肯愿意看神所看的。
If both of you willing to see what God sees.
神就能够在这个丈夫跟妻子的心中做一个改变的工作。
God can make a difference in the heart of husband and wife.
让真正的当二人离开父母能够与妻子联合，能够二人成为一体。
That a man can leave his parents and be joined together with his wife to become one flesh.
不仅神用的神的话能够让我们看见有一些比钱更为宝贵的事情。
Not only that he shows us there's more valuable things than money.
其实在很多事情上面神也让我们能够学习操练。
Many things he gave us exercise and training.
奉献。
Offering.
奉献。
Offering.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹你们自己有没有学习这个奉献的这个功课。
I don't know if you learned the lesson of offering.
以前我刚开始做学生的时候拿的不是爸爸的钱。
When I was a student, I was using my dad's money.
借口就是讲到这个是爸爸的钱，所以不是我的，所以我就不奉献。
So my excuse was that this was my dad's money, I couldn't offer, it's not mine.
那当我开始工作了，赚了第一笔钱。
When I started work, the first paycheck.
要不要奉献？
Do I offer?
那第一个就想到，就是很多以前的年长的弟兄姐妹都告诉我，你要十一奉献啊，十分之一啊。
So the elder brothers and sisters said you need to tithe.
那就想到，哦，好，可是心中里面有好大的挣扎。
But then we had a big struggle.
真的吗？
Really?
这个是要税前还是税后的？
Do I offer before or after tax?
总觉得这个好像奉献就是吃亏啊。
We thought offering is a loss.
其实弟兄姐妹我们要认识一件事情。
We need to recognize this.
万有都是他的，何必我们需要奉献呢？
All things are his, why do we need to offer?
神其实要让我们借着这个奉献的功课是让我们学习不被钱财捆绑。
And while we offer, God wants us to learn a lesson that we are not taking bondage by money.
要真正的能够让钱财不在你心中成为你的主啊。这个操练就是从奉献开始。
In order that money does not become the lord of your heart, it starts with offering.
真正一个富足的人不是你拥有多少。
A true rich man does not mean how much you own.
是你能够真正的给多少。
It's how much you can give.
一个人肯愿意把这个钱财投资在神的国度里面。
If someone is willing to invest money in the kingdom of God,
你就会发现这个钱财在这个人身上的捆绑就越少。
You see that money has less bondage on this person.
你就看见这个钱财不再是他的主人。
You see that money is no longer his lord.
你才会真正发现神其实把这些钱财赐给我们不过是一个管家。
Is that God gave money to us so we're steward over.
是神交给我们来管理的。
It is God who gave it to us to manage.
我问大家，在一个公司里面，那个 CFO 啊，就是那个
Chief Financial Officer，
yeah, Chief Financial Officer 就是
财务
总监，
财务总监。
请问他经手的钱是他自己的钱还是公司的钱？
The money he processes his money or the company's money？
公司的
company money。
他会不会天天为这个钱担忧啊？
Is he going to worry about this money day and night?
为什么不会？
Why not?
因为不是他的钱。
It's not his money.
这就是真正的秘诀啊。
This is the key secret.
这是让我们知道其实所有一切都是属神的。
All things belong to God.
我们不需要好像心就一直盯在这些钱财上面，就怕失去，就怕吃亏。
We can't just focus our eyes on it and we're afraid that we will lose it.
曾经有一个爷爷跟一个小女孩
，a grandpa and a daughter，
他们在玩那个半家家酒啊。
They were playing
那叫半家家酒叫什么
？Playpen，
来
，Playpen，
就是他们那个 有一个麦当劳小玩具啊，就放在那边，然后让这个小女孩就变成好像是麦当劳的这个收银员。
Okay, it was a McDonald toy, and the girl was pretending to be the sales girl at McDonald.
那爷爷就把这个所有东西都弄好了，就让这个小女孩在那里啊，好像就假装那边收银员在收钱，然后在卖东西。
And Grandpa was pretending that this little girl was the cashier at McDonald.
那爷爷就把这一叠的假的纸钞就交给了这个小女孩。
And Grandpa gave the stack of fake money to the granddaughter.
那他就爷爷就跟他这个小女孩就在玩了。
And then they started to play this game.
就买一个汉堡啊，买一个薯条啊，就假装在跟他在玩。
He bought a burger, he bought fries, pretend to play with her.
那玩了一个小时之后，那爷爷就跟这个小女孩说。
After an hour, the grandpa told to the girl.
这个爷爷买了这么多东西，那你愿不愿意把这个两张的这个纸钞给爷爷啊？
I bought this much stuff from you. Are you willing to give me some paper money?
那这个小女孩一听到说要把这个钱给爷爷，她就心里面就很作难。
Once the girl heard that she has to give away money to grandpa, she was troubled.
她就一直摇头，一直摇头。
She shook her head. She keep shaking her head.
她就手里就抓住了这个钱，就不要不要。
And she was holding tight to the money. No, no, no.
爷爷就想说，这个钱是爷爷给你的啊。
And didn't I just give you this money, Grandpa said?
但是后来这个小女孩这个经过一段挣扎之后，就把这个钱就丢了。
After some struggle, this daughter threw this money away.
然后就一下子就扑到这个爷爷的身上。
And she hugged Grandpa.
她说，我不要这些钱了，我只要有爷爷就好了。
I don't want the money. I just want you.
有了这个爷爷，我就有所有一切。
If I have grandpa, I have everything.
其实神就是借用这些奉献，其实让我们真正知道，其实赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华。
Through these exercises, God is showing us the Lord gives and the Lord takes away.
是神一切丰丰富富的供应。
It is all His abundant supply.
穷寡妇的两个小钱，大家还知道吗？
The two coins from the widow, the poor widow.
在神的眼中，他那两个小钱在是何等的宝贵。
And in the eyes of the Lord, these two coins are so precious.
人都是把有余的摆上。
People offer what the extras that they have.
可是这穷寡妇的两个小钱，在神的眼中那是真正的贡献。
But the poor widow was a true.Offering in the eyes of the Lord.
所以今天我们能够好像能够借着神借的钱财，让我们好像能够奉献，其实是神给我们的一个恩典。
It is that as if that we offer to God, but it is a grace from the Lord.
让我们不要做金钱的奴隶。
So that we do not become slaves to money.
另外一件可以学习的事情。
One other thing we can learn.
求神。帮助我们，让我们能够真正碰到需要的人。
May the Lord help us that we can encounter someone who is in need.
不仅仅只是好像我们学习这个奉献金钱。
Not only we learn to offer our money,
但是在我们的周围，是不是有一些弟兄姐妹，他们在金钱上面真的有需要？
Is there brothers and sisters among us who have financial needs?
我记得在过去曾经我们有一个团契叫单亲团契。
There was a fellowship that was called single parent.
就是
fellowship?
就可能是他先生就突然过世了。
For example, the husband suddenly passed away.
那就是一个妈妈带着孩子过生活。
Is a mom with her child alone.
那时候我们看到这些单亲的母亲真的好辛苦。
And we see these single parents, they had a hard time.
原来是丈夫一个人赚钱。
And in the past, the husband was the sole income.
一下突然之间失去了这个赚钱的能力。
And suddenly they've lost the money, ability to make money.
逼着这个姐妹必须要打好多的工。
So that this woman had to go out and
work many works. 要能够帮孩子买书。
To buy books.
买衣服。
To buy clothes,
买许多的东西
to buy many things.
我们特别知道一件事情，就是当每当孩子们要上学的时候，是这些妈妈们最辛苦的时候。
that when the school is about to start, it's the hardest time for these parents.
因为学校要开始了，学总是要买很多的东西预备给孩子上。
Because at the beginning of a school term, they always have to buy, prepare many things.
但是我们在那时候就有这个机会。
And then we had that opportunity.
我们都不告诉他们是谁奉献。
We don't tell them who offered.
能够把这个我们自己认为我们自己有余的钱真正的施舍给那些真正有需要的人。
If we can give what extra we have to those who are in need.
我因为我们在那个团契里面我们都虽然都他们都不知道是谁奉献的。
Though in that fellowship, they didn't know who offered what.
但是我们真的感受到神家里面真的有爱。
But we truly felt there is love in the house of God.
原来神家中的爱能够充满比这些金钱更为宝贵。
When the love of God is filled, it's more valuable than money.
神其实要借着这些好像是奉献或是施舍其实是帮助我们能够离开那个金钱的束缚。
And that through these offerings or givings that we can be set free from the bondage of money.
更重要的一件事情让我们知道我们能够一生能够紧紧的依靠这位神。
And more important that we can lean hard on this God all the days of our life.
当然对着这个丈夫及妻子还有一些要学的功课。
Now for husband and wife, there are other lessons to learn.
不要为这些金钱而担忧。
Do not worry about money.
凡事能够知足。
Feel sufficient in all things.
在我们心中学习一个不要贪。
In our heart, learn not to covet.
什么是贪呢
？What is covet?
就是觉得说神此时此刻摆的还不够。
It is that at this very moment, what God has given is not enough.
我们觉得不够。
Is we feel not enough.
所以我们还想要。
So we want more.
还想要。
We want more.
总是在我们心中里面觉得不够。
We always felt insufficient, unsatisfied.
其实保罗在很多他的书信当中常常就告诉我们能够在凡事上面都能够知足。
And Paul in his letters told us to be content.
这个是他能够在各样环境当中得胜的一个原因。
That was his reason that he was able to overcome.
神也告诉我们不仅是要凡事知足不要贪心。
Not only to be content in all things.
还有特别有一件事情我相信对的弟兄可能我们也要学习的。
And for one thing for the brothers to learn.
我们很希望赶快发财。
We want to be rich suddenly.
看到同学到了这个年纪这个该是处长的处长的该是这个都有一定的这个金钱跟所有一切的这个地位了。
And our peers have become wealthy or high up in positions.
结果这个一比发现自己比人家矮一截。
Once you compare, you realize that you're lower than them.
心里面总是觉得说用什么方法跟快速的发财。
What is the way that we can get rich real quick?
所以有时候很多的弟兄可能就是工作过度或是甚至忽略了家庭跟教会的生活。
So some brothers would overwork and overlook their families.
其实箴言里面告诉我们人有恶眼想要急速发财却不知穷乏必要临到他身上。
In Proverbs it says that people have an evil eye want to get rich fast, but does not know that the evil heart ensnares them.
我自己在大概20年前吧这个曾经玩过股票。
20 years ago, I bought some stock.
在那个时候因为股市这个一片大好。
Because the stock market was going up.
那大家都一定多多少少要玩一点股票。
So more or less, people were getting some stocks.
总觉得这个有了股票你看到明天马上就发了。
You bought some stock and tomorrow you become richer.
每一个人都在研究。
Everybody was researching.
其实那时候我其实没有什么兴趣。
I wasn't that interested.
但是那时候太多人玩了。
Because too many people were doing.
心中这个就动了一下这个念头。
So I had that thought.
那我就想说，好吧，那我就放个1000块钱美金啊。
So let me put $1,000 in there.
你知道放了1000块钱之后，隔一天是什么样的状况吗
？Do you know what happened the next day?
早上起来第一件事情。
The first thing in the morning when I wake up.
几点啊？
What time is it?
我太太讲说啊，现在七点多。
7 o'clock.
太太说，我说不是不是，我说这个股票现在几点啊？
Oh, what point is the stock market at?
然后这个上班之前这个就很自然的就那个 radio 就摆到股市的这个 radio 上。
And then the work radio turned to the stock radio.
那上了班就把那个小窗户我就放在那边，就是随时可以看到那个股市的信息。
And the small window on the computer screen on the stock.
吃饭的时候也要看一下。
Look at it when I was
at lunch. 到了晚上回到家，第一个一看，马上放了这个包包，也看一下几点。
I go home, I put down my bag.
睡觉
What's the point?
睡觉之前再看一下。
Before I go to bed, I look at it again.
你知道，突然之间哈，整个心就被吸引到了。
The heart is completely drawn to it.
心里面就觉得说，其实大家就赶快能够赚一点钱，其实也很好嘛。
We hope that you know we can make some money real quick. Is that good?
但是就是这一点点念头。
It's just that little thought.
我的整个心全部都进去。
My whole heart went in.
那时候还是一样，这个带查经在教主日学。
I was leading Sunday school Bible studies.
可是我突然发现，我读圣经越来越没有耐心了。
And then I lost patience reading the Bible.
读着读着，突然之间有数字跑在我眼前。
And then there was numbers coming out of the pages.
有一天圣灵光照。
And then the spirit shine light on me.
急速发展。
To gain money rapidly.
当你有这一点点念头的时候。
When you have this little thought.
其实钱还没赚到。
Before you made money.
你的心整个就被它吸引了。
Your heart is gone.
神就用着这一点点的贪好像是一个钩子把我的心给带走。
This little covetousness, just like a hook, took my heart away.
神对着丈夫妻子要建立一个家是多么的用心。
How much effort did God spend so that we can build a family?
他指明了一条路。
He appointed us a way.
他要一步一步的带着我们走在这个恩典的路上。
And step by step, He lead us on the path of grace.
他多么盼望我们的心就是紧紧能够跟随他。
And how much He desired that our heart follow suit after Him.
金钱。
Money
是一个非常宝贵的东西。
It is a precious thing.
但是也是一个非常可怕的东西。
It is also a terrifying thing.
在乎我们是自己拥有还是让神来掌管。
It matters that do we own money or does God own money?
求神帮助我们，让我们知道我们有了主才是真正最宝贵的。
May the Lord help us to know that.When we have the Lord, that is the most precious.
让着丈夫跟妻子两个人能够一起靠着主。
That a husband and a wife together leaning on the Lord.
虽然对着金钱不一样的看法。
Even though have different opinions about money.
但是神可以借着这金钱来改变了他们的心思。
But God can use money to change their heart.
调转他的眼目在神面前
to turn their eyes unto the Lord,
让他们知道今天能够在地上生活是一个管家
that while here on earth, they are but a steward,
让他们知道今天能够在地上可以一起同心
that they can have the same heart,
让他们在地上钱是能够为他们能够效力
and that money can work for them.
神真的盼望
God does desire.
人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体。
A man leave his parents and to be joined with his wife, the two become one flesh.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主我们就一同来到你面前。
Dear Lord, we come together before you.
我们实在是需要你自己用着你的话来改变我们。
Oh Lord, through your words, indeed we need you to change us.
让每一对夫妻能够一同来到你面前。
That every couple, when we come before you,
更多的更新
that we are more renewed by you,
看见你实在是我们的至宝
that you are indeed our treasure,
耶稣基督是我们家的主
that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my house,
让我们这个家一生一世能够侍奉耶和华
that all the days of our life we will serve the Lord,
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Amen.
如果
if
我们是金钱的管家
we are steward of money
如果我们真的相信圣经的话
if we truly believe what the Bible says
金钱是神托给我们来管理
money is God who entrusted to us so that we can manage
那我们就要记住很重要的一个观念
then we need to remember a key concept
所求于管家的
What is required of a steward
是忠心
is faithfulness.
如果我们知道今天我们手上有的所有的财富
If we know that all the wealth in our hands today
是神托给我们管
is God who entrusted to us.
有一天我们要跟神交账
One day we need to give an account to God.
神交给我们的钱
The money he gave to us.
我们是怎么管的?
How did we manage that money?
我们是怎么用的?
How did we use that money?
将来要跟神算账。
We need to give an account to God.
如果你不认识这个概念,
If you don't understand this concept,
你赚钱干什么?
Why do you make money?
你赚钱干什么?
Why do you make money?
过好一点。
So that we can live better.
吃好一点
and eat better,
穿好一点
and dress better,
买大房子
buy a bigger house,
存更多的钱
save more money,
买更好的坟地
buy a better plot of cemetery,
然后死的时候就把所有的钱都丢给你的孩子
and then when you die, you pass everything to your kids.
你觉得你把钱给孩子是好管家吗
When you pass your money to your kid, are you being a good steward?
你有没有问过神这个钱该不该给你孩子
Did you ever ask God, should I pass this money to my kids?
管家是什么
What is a steward?
按照老板的意思来用钱对不对
Spend the money according to the boss's idea.
老板没说交给你孩子你全交给你孩子
The boss never said to pass it on to your kid, but you did it anyway.
你觉得将来算账的时候怎么办
How would you feel at the day of the account?
你的孩子如果有出息
If your kids, if they did well,
他不要你的钱
They don't need your money.
你的孩子没出息
If your kids didn't do well,
你给他再多的钱也没用
You give them however much money, it's useless.
而且你给他的钱都是害他
And the money you give is harming them.
你给他的钱要不然是害他们兄弟不和
Whether it's cause disputes among the siblings,
靠让他们跟妻子丈夫的关系不好
or causes dispute among the marriage
甚至于让他们失去了向上的动力
and they might even lose the ability to go up
我们现在在服侍这些00后的
when we serve these millennials
有很多他一点动力都没有
many of them have no motivation
他为什么要读书
why study?
为什么要努力干活
Why work hard?
我们好说歹说的去鼓励他
We encourage them this and that way.
有一个孩子就很直白的跟我说
One kid told me very bluntly,
他叔叔你要搞清楚
Uncle, you need to understand.
我爷爷只有我一个孙子
My grandfather has one grandson, me.
从小爷爷就告诉我
Since I was young, my grandpa told me this.
他所有的钱
all his money
他挂的时候
when he dies
全部都是我的
it becomes mine
我爸没有
not my, to my dad
我妈也没有
not to my mom
都是我的
all mine
你知道我爷有多少钱吗
do you know how much money my grandpa has
我不知道啊
I don't know
我爷爷告诉我
My grandpa told me,
他的钱
his money,
我这一辈子怎么花都花不完
doesn't matter how I spend it, I would not exhaust that money.
然后这个孩子说
and then this child said,
我爹有一个工厂
my dad has a factory,
我娘是在搞这个房地产
My mom is in real estate.
盖房子卖的。
They build houses, they sell it.
我是不知道他们有多少钱。
I don't know how much money they have.
那我知道很多。
I know they have lots.
所以我的问题不是有没有钱的问题啊。
My problem is whether or not I'm going to have money.
那这么多钱管什么啊？
What am I going to do with all this money?
请问你这个孩子一辈子是不是就毁了？
Haven't you ruined this child?
所以弟兄姐妹，你要记住你是管家。
You are a steward, brothers and sisters.
管家要忠心。
A steward needs to be faithful.
你就要知道神希望你把他的钱用在哪里。
Then you need to know what does God desire to spend his money.
那圣经上有一句话我们平常不太注意的。
There's a verse in the Bible we didn't take notice of it.
所以你们在小事上忠心。
That if you are faithful on small matters,
大事才会托给你。
Then he will entrust you greater things.
你有没有看上下文？
Did you look this verse in a context?
你如果看上下文，你大概就知道。
If you read it in a context,
什么是小事啊？
What is a small matter?
就钱。
Money.
你知道这个很好笑，你知道吗？
It's funny.
要我们的心目中什么是小事啊？
In our opinion, what is a small thing?
所有其他的事。
All the other things.
什么是大事呢？
What's a big matter?
钱。
Money.
但是神说不是的。
God didn't say that.
钱是小事。
Money is a small matter.
你要在这个小事上忠心。
And you'll be faithful on the small matter.
神就把大事托给你。
God will entrust you greater things.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
人一生很短。
Our life is very short.
很短。
Very short.
我年纪越过我越知道短。
The older I get, I realize the shorter it is.
我很喜欢的一个弟兄。
A brother who I love.
他的客厅里面有两个大玻璃罐。
In his living room, there are two glass jars.
里面有一大堆的弹珠，彩色弹珠。
They're colored pebbles. Pebbles.
有一个弹珠，有一盒一个瓶子的弹珠。
One of these jars.
他那一年告诉我。
He told me that year.
他说这里面有67个。
There are 67 pebbles inside.
还有另外一瓶呢。
The other jar.
有13个。
Has 13.
我这搞什么呢？
What does this mean?
他说我一年啊，就要把从这个里面拿一个出来放到另外一个。
One year I pick one out of this jar and put it in the other jar.
他因为如果我强壮啊，
Because if I am strong,
我可以把这瓶用完。
I get to exhaust this bottle.
哎，不是每个人都可以用完的。
Not everybody gets to that point.
他说，所以我每天一看到那个瓶子，
Every day when I see that jar,
我就知道说剩下不多了。
Not much is left.
因为最多就那么多了。
Because at most, that's what I'm going to have.
很可能比那个还少。
Perhaps less.
亲爱的弟兄们，这么短的生命。
This short life.
你希不希望神把大事托给你？
Do you desire God to give you great things?
你希不希望神能够使用？
Do you desire God to use you?
希望。
You desire.
哪一个爱主的人不希望？
Which one of those who love the Lord doesn't desire this?
因为只有神肯托给你的事情才有永恒的价值，对不对？
Because only the things God entrusts to you have eternal meaning.
结果你现在连小事都不忠心。
And then you're not faithful on even the small matters.
神怎么把大事托给你？
How does he give you great things?
所以不要以为我们在讲钱很俗气啊。
Do not think that it's worldly when we talk about money.
其实这个是一个重要的题目啊。
This is an important topic.
你如果没有这个正确的观念，
If you don't have the right concept,
你所追求的跟不信耶稣的追求的一样的东西。
What you pursue is like the non-believers.
你这一生呢，
Your life,
不过就是浪费了。
It's just a squander.
多么可惜。
Such a waste.
真正的丰富
，true abundance，
真正的有钱呐、啊、
，true riches，
真的不是在乎你有多少钱
，it doesn't matter how much you own，
富足啊
，richness，
是在乎你跟神的关系。
Depends on how your relationship with God is.
在乎你的生命有多少永恒的价值。
How much eternal value your life has.
所以求主借着这一堂课。
May the Lord through this lesson.
让我们记住。
So that we remember.
我们是管家。
We are stewards.
这是为什么我们要求弟兄姐妹做功课的时候。
This is why when we ask brothers and sisters to do the homework,
你要做财务计划。
You need to do a budget.
因为你要做管家。
Because you're going to be a steward.
做管家就要有计划。
You, stewards need to have a plan.
做管家你就要知道钱，你现在神托给你多少钱，你是怎么搞的，他要用到哪里去。
You need to know how much money God has given you, where you're going to spend these money.
这就管家嘛。
That's a steward.
哪里有一个 CFO 你问他说我们的资金调度怎么样，他说 I don't know.
Which CFO you're going to ask him how is our money movement? He said, I don't know.
董事会马上给他开掉了，对不对？
Board is going to fire him right now.
怎么可以这么不负责任呢？
How can you be so irresponsible?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
做了计划，
When you have a budget,
并不是计划限制我们，
It's not we're not restricted by the budget.
计划是帮助我们，
The budget helps us.
让你想清楚，
So that you think clearly.
让你借着看这些计划，做这些计划，你会祷告。
That while looking at these budgets, you will pray.
记住，所有的计划，它的目的是 for change.
The budgets, all the purposes for changing.
没有一个计划的目的是让你执行的。
None of these plans are for you to execute.
是给了你计划以后，让你知道从哪里来改。
They give you a plan so that you know where to make changes.
你要想一想。
Think about it.
我们该不该买这些东西？
Should we buy these things?
我们该不该把这个钱帮助哪里的需要？
Should we spend this money to help this kind of need?
我们应该怎么用这些钱？
How do we spend this money?
我没有时间给你讲很多弟兄姐妹非常美丽的见证。
I don't have time to tell you all these beautiful testimonies of brothers and sisters.
但是我希望你们每一个人可以因为上了这堂课，
But I pray that youBecause you went through this lesson,
你可以写一个美丽的故事。
You can write a beautiful story.
成为神国度里的 legacy.
And become a legacy in the kingdom of God.
我们这堂课就停在这里。
That's where we will end today.